New music from Mark Lanegan right there. That's from Imitations, and it's called Flatlands. Before that, we heard Kurt Vile from his Waken on a Pretty Days album. We also had Camera Obscura back there from their new album, Desire Lines. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Fromhold, and I am very happy to welcome this evening's live musical guests into the studio. They've been with us before, and I'm so happy to welcome them back. They've got a new album on its way. We'll tell you all about that, how you can get it, and how you can come celebrate with them at a really great show that's coming up in November. All that, but first, let's hear some live music from the Repeating Arms.
How's it going?
Hey, boys.
Remember all the summer days, you and I, hand in hand. Kiss behind the bar while your pa was plowing land. He never cared too much for me to run me off the chance he had. But I long for your kiss and the smell of your sweet hair. Wait at the top of the, wait at the top of the hill. Just wait at the top of the, wait at the top of the hill.
Repeating Arms live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome back, you guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
My pleasure, my pleasure. It's been a little while, but you are back and you just finished recording your first full-length album. Very exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We're really excited as well.
You're very welcome. Tell me a little bit about what the process was like putting this album together. How did you record it?
Well, we've been writing the songs for about, 9 months. A lot of them have been kind of coming along. Had some of them from our last EP that we hadn't really worked up yet. But Harold had a good friend down in Kentucky who has an amazing studio, and he offered to record us for a very reasonable rate, and we were much obliged.
Herbie Music.
Herbie Music is
Herbie Ray Music.
That's his real name, too.
Yeah.
Nice.
The company is called Cincinnati Recording Company, and it's like a... anyone that plays music is like a dream, basement.
some serious gear. And we just went down there. We had about a two-thirds of an album finished of tracking it. And we added Brian to the lineup, and our live sound really kind of sped up and got a little more congealed. So, but we wanted to capture that. So we kept putting it off and putting it off. But we made the mistake of booking our record release show. And so we're like, well, probably make a record. So we went down there on a Sunday morning. We got there about 8:30 in the morning, and we recorded till about 11 o'clock at night, and we did the whole thing in a day.
Oh, wow.
We did it live, and then Harold went back and rechecked vocals. And, you know, it really, in my opinion, it's the best piece of music I've ever been a part of making. So we're really proud of it.
Do you feel like giving yourselves that deadline really forced you to just lock in and get it done?
Yeah,
we were pretty focused.
Yeah, we left the studio for about 20-30 minutes and got some fast food and came back, and
the faster the food was.
Yeah,
the
I won't
better.
Mention the fast food name because that's not important.
We don't have to go into that. Did you guys find that through the recording process, did the songs stay pretty much the same as what you had envisioned them or how you had been playing them live, or did they kind of take on any new characteristics through the studio process?
I think what we had envisioned to begin with, you know, it really hadn't taken its form until, you know, Brian Spurk became a part of it, and because there was a lot of stuff that we were overlooking, and a lot of us don't do, like, you know, we didn't really have, like, a lead instrument, you know, we just kind of, like, wrote songs that we like to play, and he's like, well, I could do this here, and they really, you know, like, the breaks and the songs and everything really pushed it forward, I think, and made it more interesting all around, so.
I think the songs, we sped them up quite a bit, and I remember we'd be playing one live and making the cut, and you're sitting there playing as fast as you can, and you're also thinking at the same time, this is really fast. This is a lot faster than normal. And you just hope that you just don't, like, go derailing. But we kept it together, and we only had to go back and redo a couple things. And by redo, we just redo the whole thing. But I think that, and also one of the songs, the very last song, what's that one again?
Good Time's Gone.
That song, we had some ideas for it, but we didn't have it finished completely, worked out as far as all the breaks and all the... And we literally, like, wrote that one and finished it live. We just did it over and over until we had a finished song, and, you know, we finally made a final decision how many turnarounds you wanted to do and all that.
I didn't even have the lyrics finished. Like,
yeah,
I had
you finished,
like,
the lyrics in the studio?
Maybe 75%, and then I was just like, oh, I guess I better do that.
That's probably one of my favorite songs on the album. We had Herbie, he went back and he also mastered it for us, and he laid a beautiful fiddle track down on a song called Way Down Low, number 4, for that matter.
Yeah, that you played last week.
And
it was great.
He had a fiddle track on one of the other songs, but that didn't end up coming on the album. And when I first heard it, I was like, why have we never thought about a fiddle on that one? So Brian plays fiddle, so he may end up having to do that.
No, I'm working on it.
How did you guys hook up with Brian? How did that all come together?
Well, they were looking for a picker, and I was looking for a band where I wasn't the oldest guy in the band. Thanks a lot.
He's the second oldest.
Chip got some shrapnel there.
Chip introduced us, and
we played a show at Canal Street, actually, with Chip and Tim Pritchard.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was our record release show, our last one, right?
Yeah.
From the Early Drive EP.
I think so.
Yeah. So yeah, he got up there with Tim Pritchard from the Boxcar Suite, and did a stripped down set with just Chip and. We had him over for a jam session, and it went really well. And then we were still kind of looking for a direction, and so he wasn't coming over as often. And then towards the end, we invited him back. And once he came back, we had a lot of these songs worked out, and it was just perfect timing for him to get on with it because it just came together very well, I think.
Nice. Very nice. Kind of love it when things just work out perfectly like that.
Like the A-team?
Exactly. See?
He's a palpable pulse.
So I brought my hyperactivity into the band, basically.
Yeah.
One time it pays off in my life, maybe.
Yeah. He's hilarious.
Well, we're going to take a listen to a couple of the tracks of the album. We're going to start off with Sweet Baby. Do you guys want to introduce that one at all?
It was... I write a lot of songs about cheating women, and...
Dang your cheating heart.
Yeah, and it was just, you know, that's really, it's an old saying. It used to be called Sweet Baby, or Fancy and Free Sweet Baby, and it was just like one of the lyrics. So it's one of my favorite songs to play live, and we have a lot of fun playing it, so
let's take a listen to that one, and we'll be back to chat more with the Repeating Arms and hear some more live music in a little bit. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Here's one from the new album, Blackberry Winter. This one's called Sweet Baby.
Where, oh, where could my sweet baby be? She's been gone a night on the week. Everyone seems to know of me. She's out there living fancy and free. Life of a party surely has killed me. I wasn't there when the last of me. I wasn't there to find the note that she left me. She's found another one better than me. Walls that just can't be breached. She's out there living fancy and free. Life of the party surely has killed me. I wasn't there when the last of me. She's building walls that just can't be breached. She's found another one better than me. Woo! Where, oh, where could my sweet baby be? She's been gone the night on the week. Everyone seems to know but me. She's out there living fancy and free. Sweet baby B, she's been gone the night on the week. Everyone seems to know of me. She's out there living fancy and free. She's out there living fancy and free. Pieces of her heart sent way down low. Getting drunk on the riverside sent way down low. Catching catfish all night long sent way down low. Singing all the songs that we know sent way down low. When the stars in the sky align for you and I, looking like she's lost her best friend. Well, I'm going to that place, lay down here by the lake, and I think I'm turning it early tonight. Taking all the chances that I've got some way down low. She's got a heart that can't be bought, and way down low. Just reading my mind and collecting my thoughts, and way down low. I can love you better than he can, and way down low. When the stars in the sky align for you and I, she's looking like she's lost her best friend. Well, I'm going to that place, lay down here by the lake, and I think I'm turning in early tonight. Reading my mind and collecting my my thoughts and way down low. She's got a lover and one in the pants and way down low. Well, I can love you better than he can, saying way down low. And she's got eyes sweet as wine, saying way down low. When the stars in the sky align for you and I, well, she's looking like she's lost her best friend. Well, I'm going to that place, lay down here by the lake, and I think I'm turning in early tonight. Picking up the pieces of her heart's in way down low. She's got a lover and one in the pants in way down low. I can love you better than he can, saying way down low. She's got eyes sweet as wine, saying way down low.
New music from the Repeating Arms. That's Way Down Low. And you can find it on their new album, Blackberry Winter. We've got the band in the house. Welcome back, everybody.
Hey,
thank you.
Hello. So when the album is released, where will people be able to get their hands on it?
We're going to have copies available at the release show, obviously. And we're also going to be we'll also have some at Omega Music, Recreate, and Toxic Beauty here in Yellow Springs.
Great.
And then also
we're working on getting it online and everything too. That's something you just have to do.
Oh yeah,
and I just got my cube in the mail, so that's a hot ticket.
But you don't need that for online, because yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, yeah. I still need it.
It's there. It's there. Yes. It's ready. So, speaking of the release show, November 9th at Jilly's. That's going to be a great time.
We're so excited.
Yes.
Tim Pritchard from the Boxcar Suite is doing a solo set, and Chip's over here like, wait.
Yeah.
Brian and Chip are also going to, you know, set in with them as well.
Yeah.
And then we have the New Old Fashioned. They're great friends of ours. They're going to be on the bill too, so it's going to be a little bit of everything. You know, so make sure you tell Grandma and bring her out to the show, because there's definitely something for everyone. And,
yeah.
It's a great venue. We're super excited to be able to slide into that slot. So.
That's going to be November 9th at Jilly's, the Repeating Arms CD release show for Blackberry Winter. What do you guys have kind of slated for the winter time? Are you going to be just trying to get out and play out a lot, or kind of going back to writing and working on the next thing, or have you even decided yet?
We've got about 7 new ones that we really want to get to work on more.
Nice.
Seven ideas.
But we're enjoying playing. We've been playing some out of town shows, and we're playing Cincinnati this weekend coming up at the Crow's Nest, and just trying to branch out a little bit. We're hoping that a few shows down since you can open some doors up, and you know, there's definitely a market. We love Dayton, but you know,
it's not too far away. Road too. Yeah.
That's not really the road, Cincinnati.
It's true. It's like
you should play Cincinnati. It's like if we had a nice high speed train system.
Yeah.
You're opening a can of worms over there.
We could play on the train.
Yeah. There you go. Be the train band.
But Chip says, what was it, the day that we struck our last chord on Blackberry Winter? He was like, so we're going to release something else around April, right? And we all kind of looked at each other like, whew, another full length? Maybe we'll do an EP.
I want to do a 7-inch EP for Record Store Day.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be cool.
Just like 3 songs.
We're hoping to release Blackberry Winter on a 12-inch.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great. Day, yeah.
This album really is expensive. All string. We had some steel guitar stuff, and we've got several of the new ones are really kind of geared, kind of redrawing back from our first EP and pulling some different, more folkier stuff into it. So I'm excited to see what comes of the next batch. We're always writing.
That's great. And see now... April has been said on the radio. I do this to fans all the time. Now I'm holding you to it.
Yeah, right.
Chip's nodding and giving me the thumbs up there.
Oh, dear.
You can't do it.
If people want to keep tabs on what you guys are doing, where you're playing, all that good stuff, where should they connect with you online?
I mean, Facebook, obviously, and then Reverb Nation. There's always a link on our Facebook page to that. And we have the first EP. You can download there on for free. And
also, we have a Bandcamp.
That's right.
I just don't know how to run it.
That's fair.
But I'm going to take a class on Bandcamp, and we should have some stuff up there as well really soon. So,
are you signed up for the one on Saturday?
Yes, that's class.
3:30?
Yeah, 3:30.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going to.
It's the Bandcamp class.
Yeah.
And, if you find us on Facebook, there's links to everything. So, stop by and say hello.
Yeah.
Great. And we've got a link up to their Facebook page on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there, connect with these guys. All the details on the release show on November 9th at Jilly's are there as well. Guys, can we hear some more live music?
Sure.
All right.
We're going to do one called Banks of Miami. And it's basically written about trials and tribulations of life and kind of the way a river can forge its way and through an area and, reclaim it or give life to the area or wreak havoc, and you just have to deal with it. This one's called
Good Times Gone.
Where are the good times gone?
2, 3, 4. Days in the shade, intensive and certain that warm summer heat.
The Repeating Arms live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. They're getting ready to release their full-length album. It's called Blackberry Winter. The celebration is November 9th at Jilly's in downtown Dayton. They're joined on stage by Tim Pritchard and the New Old Fashioned. That is going to be a show worth checking out. Connect with these guys online as well. Guys, I so appreciate you being here. It's always a pleasure.
We appreciate you. We always have a great time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here. We're going to hear one more from Blackberry Winter. This is Perfect Little World. Do you guys want to introduce this one at all?
It's actually something that my grandpa used to say when I was little. He'd be like, you know, it's a perfect little world, you know, if you'd let it. And I kind of took that and made a chorus out of it. So,
And I want to throw this out to Bob Thompson, just if he's listening. Great guy. Used to play with him a bit, and it is a perfect world.
Let's take a listen to that one right now. Here's the Repeating Arms doing Perfect Little World from their new album.